CPA Mobile.
David, KZ4M Mobile.
Tom, we got our heinies hooked today, I tell ya. But anyway, I got some good exercise and we had fun, so. I probably need to play the rest of the day. It probably wouldn't hurt me none.
Good time. Sorry about your defeat, but still, yeah, I know you had a good time. I'm still on my way, trying to make my way back to LBO's, but I'd like to call my day done.
I've got to, my wife sent me a grocery list, so I've got to stop by the grocery store on the way home. So, and she wants me to go to Ingles, so, but anyway, not exactly on the way home, but it's close enough.
For the
Wilds. She usually does all that stuff, so I really can't complain. We went to, I'm laughing because we went to Costco yesterday, and she usually just orders this medicine I take online. And, you know, have it sent to the front door, but for some reason she didn't, so we had to go to Costco and get it, and I handed, we got three packs of it, and I handed the guy the three packs. He looked at me and says, "This all?" Like that. probably the smallest purchase ever made at Costco.
Funny. Yeah, I need to get up there. I've got a shopping list I've got to try to fill, but I'm not even going nowhere near that place on the weekend.
Went yesterday because, you know, she said something about me, you know, waiting, and I said, well, tomorrow's the next day, Saturday, and I said, you know, you definitely don't want to go Saturday, so. Yeah, so we went ahead and went yesterday, and I figured, you know, she probably needs something else, but she didn't, so that's all we got.
What angles are you stopping at on the way home?
It's off of Rutherford Road. You can see it from Rutherford. I think that's, I don't know the name of that road. Staunton Bridge Road or something like that. I don't know. You just cross the railroad tracks as soon as you turn, and it's right there on the right. You can see it. Like I said, you can see it from Rutherford. Let's see. I'll be headed west, so it'll be on my right.
Here with that one. I like that angle. I've been in there several times. But, yeah, like I said, LBO said that she wasn't feeling good, so I've been running all over trying to pick up groceries and everything else for her. And I had to run over to CVS and Woodruff. I'll tell you what, I've been back and forth all over three counties today.
There's a place up in the corner of the northwest corner of the state, and you can be in three states in about 15 minutes. And you'd be in South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia. It's really funny. I was on my motorcycle one day and across three state lines in 15 minutes.
Used to do swift water rescue classes up on the Hiwassee, and I know exactly what you're talking about.
the Geico commercial where, what is it, he's standing, one foot's in one state and one's in the other or something like that. And that little bitty gecko's his legs are long enough to stand in two different states. You live in the state of confusion.
I've been there quite a few times. I hang out there a lot.
You know, the older I get, the easier it is to get there. And so like when I'm playing tennis sometimes, I really have to concentrate on the score and the number of games I've won and that kind of thing, because this one guy, he gets real confused. I play singles with him, and, you know, I have to keep him straight, because, I mean, he'll call it some crazy score or, you know, on the game, and I'm like, okay, well, let's wait, hang on just a minute. And we have to stop and go through the points and say, okay, I got this point, you got that point, and, you know, on and on until he figures out that, you know, what the score is.
Pointing out that the older you get, the easier it is to get there. It's not a big deal. The problem is the harder it is to get back. So, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm just now working my way into the great state of Great Court.
Well, better you than me. I'm headed up Everett Road here. I think I'll hang a left on Lee Road, and I haven't decided which road I'm going to take to cut over to Rutherford yet. There's got so many choices, and if the train's not stopped on it like it was a couple of days ago, they were stopped again for about 2 days, and somebody explained what was going on, but they wouldn't let them go any further, and it was a long train, and they had those tractor-trailer containers, they had them double-stacked, and the thing was leaning, it was in a curve, and it was leaning, and so the next time I heard a train, I said, I hope he knows which track he's on, because if he's on that track, he's in for a rude awakening.
Roger. Well, I am getting ready to come up next to the big towers, and they always interfere with the 2-meter signal down here, so I guess I'm probably going to get scratchy and lose you, so I'll just go ahead and say be careful getting home, and I'll talk to you sometime a little bit later. You have a good evening, and I'll say 73 and be cleared on your final. Kilo Zulu for Mike.
You have a good evening, and take care of yourself, and stay healthy, and we'll talk to you later. Have a good weekend, what's left of it. We'll talk to you later. 73's KB4CBA Mobile.